Welcome to TerryWilson3.com.
This is the Terry Wilson, really?
Hey, Tony, this is Terry Wilson with TerryWilson3.com. How are you?
You personally are calling me back.
Get ready to discover, develop, and monetize your skills and talents with Terry Wilson.
Thank Christopher B. This is Terry Wilson, and you are listening to my podcast here at TerryWilson3.com. This is episode 373, and this is the second time I'm recording it. Gosh, I hope this time I don't lose the file. No, I didn't lose it. I have some weird stuff going on. I use a software called OBS, and it's a free software you can download, and I use it to do our live streaming on Monday nights for our live podcast, and of course I use it for the recording of the pre-recorded podcast like this one, which was supposed to go out today, and something happened. It's interfering, it's conflicting, it's doing something with my Mac, and so the file, for whatever reason, got corrupt. Something happened. I could not render it. And so I am now re-recording episode 373. And what I was talking about, and I will say again, of course, you haven't heard this, so it might be new to you. Of course, sometimes I feel like I'm repeating myself. Of course, when you're talking about business and tools and business and things like that, you can, I guess, get redundant from time. But I am learning something of a valuable lesson today, you know. And yesterday, you can say something 100 times over and over and over and over and over again, and there's always that one guy out there that doesn't hear it and then gets shocked when it isn't what he assumed. And so it's some things bear repeating, but that's a different topic for a different day. But I was talking about being creative, and you know, creativity is the seedbed of entrepreneurialism, because to create value, to create product, to create content, to create anything and everything that's needed in today's world to create a value proposition, which you're going to have to distinguish you between other like competitors, if you're in a competitive market, or other businesses, or other sales reps, maybe in the same business, whatever it is that you're doing, the way you're going to be able to increase your margin, increase your effectiveness to be more successful, is to be able to draw some distinctions and draw some comparisons between you and the rest, and not necessarily putting a negative light on other people, but just letting your light shine so bright that people are naturally attracted to what it is and the value that you offer. And the way that comes about is through creativity. The way that happens is you're creating something that is so distinguishable from other people and other things. And so that's what we got into, or that's what I started on. And I went for about an hour talking about it, and then I just lost the file. So we're going to redo it today. But one of the things I will tell you before we get into that, because I think there was like 10, I believe it was 10 ways to increase your creativity that I want to share with you. One of the things I would tell you as an entrepreneur, as someone who is self-employed, as someone who is dependent upon their ability to be effective, to have their A game going all the time, is you really need to guard your time and you've got a plan for downtime. You got to plan for rest. Because if you don't plan for times where you're not doing anything but just enjoying life, then it will never happen. Because there's always something, there's always someone, there's always some emergency, there's always something that's going to fill your time. So let me encourage you to always, you know, on a daily basis, schedule some time for self. On a weekly basis, schedule a few hours for self. On a monthly basis, schedule maybe a getaway, even if it's just a little weekend or a day thing or whatever. But on a regular basis, create some space between you and the world so you can get together with yourself, reacquaint yourself with yourself, and enjoy life and enjoy, you know, whatever it is that you do, go do it so that you can. Because I'll be honest with you, I feel like I am more creative and I'm on top of my game more than ever before when I am out on the golf course or going to a baseball game and just sitting there watching baseball, because my mind is relaxed. It's not trying to solve problems. It's not trying to create content. It's not trying to publish a podcast or a webinar or presentation or write content. It's sort of in a relaxed mode. And I find that when you are in that mode and can take a little bit of time, your brain just sort of relaxes and starts soaking up new ideas. And it just seems like things just start popping in your head, and the synapses starts happening quicker when you start to reengage. So be due diligence. Due diligence is what I'm trying to say. By yourself and for yourself, and take some time. Hey, speaking of baseball, now here's something weird. I don't know if you've heard this. This just came out today. That today is June 20th. For you Tampa Bay fans down in Tampa Bay, Florida, did you know your Tampa Bay Rays might just be, and they just got approval by MLB to do this, that they're looking into the possibility of splitting their home time between Tampa Bay and Montreal, Canada. In other words, Tampa Bay would have, it would be the Tampa Bay Rays, and it would be the Montreal Rays. Isn't that weird? I have never heard in any type of professional sport where one team represents two different cities, and not only two different cities, I mean, a country apart, one in Canada and then in Florida, and splitting your time between the two. That is so odd. So for you baseball fans, you might want to look at that. That is a weird thing that baseball is trying out, but they're saying that, the attendance is not where they want it to be there in Tampa Bay. Well, I got an idea. Win some baseball games, which you're doing, and get your fan base excited. You know, that's the best thing you can do. It doesn't matter where you go. If you don't get your fan base excited, they're not going to come out and support. But anyway, I'll get off my soapbox there. So for you guys in Tampa Bay, sorry about that. I know that's got to be aggravating for you guys down there that's pulling for your home team. Now all of a sudden they want to split their time between there and Canada. Yeah. So anyway, well, when we get back right after this, we're going to be talking about how you can be more creative right after this.
You know, if you've ever listened to my podcast, you've heard me say it 1,000 times. Earners are learners and leaders are readers. If you want to go to the next level, you do have to grow to the next level. And growth happens by the people you hang around and listen to the most. Seth Godin says you're the sum total of 5 people you hang around the most. And that is why you need to go to terrywilson3.com/freebook and get a free audiobook just to try out the services. Here's the deal. Over 70,000 different authors from every type of genre that you could think of. Go over there, pick one that you like, something that's going to inform you, something that's going to inspire you, something that's going to illustrate what you need to do next. Try out the service. If you don't like the service, cancel it, and you get to keep that free audiobook. But you're going to love the service, and I promise you, if you will commit yourself to listening and learning from those who have gone where you want to go, you can go there also. So go to terrywilson3.com/freebook today. Try out the service and get a free audiobook just for trying it out. terrywilson3.com/freebook.
Have you ever tried a work from home business? If you have, you may be like several others. Matter of fact, 98% of people, according to Forbes magazine, who've tried and failed. Why? Well, there's several reasons, but the main reason is because most home-based businesses have no means, method, or mechanism for you to get in front of people who need, want, desire, and can afford what it is you offer. See, the unique thing about TerryWilson3.com is we put you in a position where if you can simply answer a phone, read a script, you can make money. And I'm not talking about going and selling pills, thrills, lotions, and potions. I'm talking about selling something that every business, everyone who has a product, good, or service needs. And that is a lead generation marketing system. But here's the cool thing. You never cold call. You never have to recruit your friends, family, and foes. You simply take a call, read a script. Want more information? Go to terrywilson3.com/call center right now to get more information. That's terrywilson3.com/call center.
And now back to our show with Terry Wilson.
Right on, right on. Man, I love that groove. That is one of the best bass lines. Listen to that. I love that backbeat. A little, little a la Michael McDonald. So, yeah. So, you know, the reason you say, well, Terry, I'm just not that creative a person. I'm not a creative, you know, I never thought of myself as an artist. Listen, creativity, there's one thing I've learned. Creativity is not a genetic. Creativity is a skill set. And you can work on things that will make you more creative. And you need to be more creative because that's what's going to delineate you. That's what's going to distinguish you between others. And that's going to allow you to create that value proposition that you've got to have and you want to have. And so here's just some simple, it might sound ridiculous. It might sound silly, but listen, if you're stumped, if you're trying to come up with some good ad copy, if you're trying to come up with good content, if you're trying to come up with a great product, if you're whatever it is you're trying to create, if you're just trying to come up with better ways to communicate with your potential client, here are some probably silly sounding ways or silly sounding things to do, but I'm telling you, it works. I do it myself. And you're going to laugh at this first one. As a matter of fact, for you guys that follow me on social media, you know, I've already started doing this. Number one, just doodle something. Doodling can help stay present, engaged, and enhance recall. Did you know that? I went out and bought one of these little Apple pens for my iPad, and I actually put it on my Facebook page and my Instagram page, which if you don't follow me on Instagram or Facebook, just go to terrywilson3.com, and in the top right-hand corner is all my social media links. And you'll see that I literally have been, and I'm not an artist. I can't draw, but I was doodling and just playing, and it actually does help a little bit, and it just sort of gets the juices flowing. So, you know, get you a pen and a paper. It don't have to be on an iPad. I just wanted to get this pen so I could play with it because I'm going to start using my iPad in some training and stuff. But it's amazing just getting the hand moving and coming up with little ideas and little doodles. It actually sort of helped me refocus, sort of think about some things. And it actually is something, and it's a little fun. So try it sometimes. You'd be amazed. It might just help. Number two, sign up for a class in something you've never done before. You need to, you know, always try to expand your knowledge base and your experience base. You know, there's different personality types. There's people who are open. There's people who are more closed. There's people that are neurotic. There's all kinds of different personalities. But I will tell you, one of the skills, one of the things that you've got to be willing to do as an entrepreneur is allow yourself to experience new things that you otherwise wouldn't. Even if you might not want to play the guitar, you might not want to be a singer, you might not want to be an artist, you might not want to draw, you might not want to dance, you might not ever be a professional, but I'm telling you, just engaging in some of those activities that gets you out of your norm, that is exercising different parts of your body and your brain will go a long way. It really does. I am not a dancer, but I've taken dance classes with my wife and, embarrassed myself in front of her and several others. But you know what? It helps exercise that part of the brain. It gives appreciation of a different art. It definitely, anytime someone's doing something on a dance floor now, I've got a lot more appreciation than I once did. But, you know, try something, take a class, and you don't have, you know, get an online class, maybe a graphic design class, how to use, some of these graphic design softwares. One of the things that we love about our business at TW3 is we help people use free resources to help starting to create various online graphics and stuff, which is really cool. And, I would not consider myself a graphic designer, but sometimes I just like getting behind the computer and trying to create something, and it helps. Even though that's not my strong point, what I've learned is, by doing that and exercising that part of the mind, the things that I need to be sharper on with my presentation, my sales skills, my closing ability, all of those things, it helps. So, try something different from time to time. Number two. Number three, create the right environment. I'm talking to you in the TW3 studios right now. And one of the things, this was a plain office when we first bought this house. And it's got a nice little archway as you walk in, but it didn't have that studio recording vibe. And I find, as a former musician, I like it dark. I like, lights, dark blue lights and sconces and things of that nature. to give it a different vibe than just a plain Jane, you know, off-white colored walls everywhere. So I went and spent some money on, you know, putting up, you know, these wood paneling that is, I guess, what do you call that? It's like it came off a barn or something. You know, these are just, I mean, these panels are probably 50 to 100 years old. But I went and got them and put them up on one side of the wall. I started using some metal framing and stuff to build a studio lighting truss above it. I mean, I just did all kinds of things to give it a more industrial studio vibe that helps me get in sort of my mojo, you know, of creating content and creating, you know, podcast and doing that. So, you know, take control of your environment. You'd be amazed at just making your workspace where you work and think and all of that, creating something that's going to, you know, put you in the right state of mind, the right frame of attitude, to help you think goes a long way. It really goes a long way. And you know, when, I'm not recording and when I'm not creating content, I've got some jazz going on. I've got some R&B, you know, going on, you know, different music just to sort of keep in that state of creativity and that state of mode, where, you know, we're trying to think outside of the norms. So create a great environment. Number three, number four, pause the brainstorming and move your body. I do this, try to 2 or 3 times a week. I'll hit the golf course. I once a day go out and water the flowers. It takes me about an hour now with all the things that Gina has planted around the house and all that. But just I like doing it because it gets me outside. It gets me moving. I love playing the golf because it pulls me away and puts me in something that where I'm not in this constantly trying to create, think, solve problems, all this other stuff. Pulls me away, gets me physically active, and it's amazing what it does for the mind. So if you're in this mode where you're trying to create content, you're trying to sharpen your sales presentation, you're trying to come up with a more compelling script, and you're really trying to think this thing through and all the angles, you know, sometimes just take a pause and get active. You'd be amazed at how it happens and how it helps. Number five, start a sketchbook. And it sort of harkens back to the doodling something. But one of the things I'm doing, that's why I'm putting it on iPad, is all the doodles I'm doing and the sketches I'm making. I'm actually keeping it in my iPad so I can keep a count of, you know, because I'm trying different. Right now I'm working on shadowing and shading, you know, and just drawing faces. Now, it's terrible. If you go over to Instagram, you'll notice it's terrible. But, you know, I'm keeping a record of my progress is what I'm doing. So draw the enjoyment and reap the benefits across your activities. And I can already tell, it's number one, it's fun. It helps unclog the mind, I've learned. So number five really, really helps. So those are the first five things that I had written down, and I got four more to share with you as soon as we get back. But I know some of this might sound goofy or silly or whatever, but honestly, you need to do something. If none of this fits you, fine. And we got four more coming up. But just sitting there and trying and trying and trying, oh, and thinking harder, that's not going to get it. So when we get back, we're going to give you four other things, because creativity is the seedbed of entrepreneurialism. So there's two things that I use on a daily basis to make more money, make more sales. Because I have learned over 20 some odd years of being an entrepreneur is most people do not make a significant purchase the first time they hear about it, or even the second time. As a matter of fact, it normally takes 6 encounters with a client before they will ever decide to pull the trigger on anything. How do you scale a business if you can't automate that process? One of the things and tools that I use is AWeber, which is an automatic email marketing system. Right now, you can get a 30-day free trial by going to terrywilson3.com/AWeber. That's terrywilson3.com/AWeber, AWeber, and try their services out. I think you're going to really like it. And if you decide to keep it after 30 days, they'll give you a discount for using that code. Go to terrywilson3.com/AWeber right now and put your marketing and your sales process on autopilot.
So how would you like to put your income on autopilot? You know, you've heard several online marketing gurus say the loot is in the list. And it is true. Email marketing done correctly will amass you thousands, if not millions of dollars. Part of my affiliate CPA and referral marketing business that I do, that I bring in thousands of dollars a week, is done by email marketing. But if you're just starting out, which systems do you use? What script do you use? How do you even get emails? All of those things make it tough when you're first getting started. So go over to terrywilson3.com/MDEMS. I wrote an ebook called The $1 Million Email Marketing System. And it's a book and it's also video formulas and things there that's going to illustrate exactly what to use, how to use it, where to go to get certain emails that you need, how to present those emails when you send them out, everything you need to do to start your own email marketing business and bringing that in as part of your strategy on how to make money. You can get by going to terrywilson3.com/MDEMS. That's terrywilson3.com/MDEMS.
And now back to our show with Terry Wilson.
Thank you, Christopher B. So creativity, man. You gotta have it. You gotta exercise it. You gotta go after it. And that doesn't mean necessarily that you're gonna be some great artist or some musician. It just means that you're working out your mind to work in that capacity, because that is where you're going to be able to stand out amongst the competition. And you're going to be able to attract more clients. So we went through the first five, and just to recap on that, if you haven't taken notes, doodle something, number one, sign up for a class to do something different, number two, number three, create the right environment, number four, pause the brainstorming and get active, number five, start a sketchbook to keep up with your progressions on, you know, your different artwork and stuff. Just to, it's fun. I'm telling you, it's a creative outlet. It's a creative, activity that you can sort of measure how well you're doing. And if not a sketchbook, maybe, you know, recording music, doing something creative. Number six, and that's where we're up to, keep toys on your desk. Believe it or not, playing with toys and little gadgets and things like that, being a little more childlike. Have you ever noticed how creative and imaginative children are? Listen, don't ever get so old and so mature that you can't play a little bit. And sometimes what I'll do is I'll just zone out and grab the iPhone and play a little digital golf or digital chess or some. I love playing the computer chess with my iPhone. But get something where you're just playing and having a little bit of fun. It's amazing how that will help you. I keep stuff on my desk all the time, baseballs that I can grab and just toss around in my hand and different little gadgets that you can use, because here again, it's sometimes the best way to unclog the brain is to start moving the body. And that might come in physical activities like we talked before. It might be just looking and playing cards, maybe having one of those little box cards on your desk and just going back to when you were a kid. But, you know, sometimes you've got to be so ridiculously disruptive of the norm before you're going to see, you know, a breakthrough in that that thing, that problem, that that idea you're trying to work out that is demanding more creativity than what the brain is wanting to give up at the time. So, you know, keep some toys on the desk. Number seven, engage in flash fiction. Try writing a 100-word story to get creative juices flowing. You ever thought about that? Just, it could be a little child story. It could be, you know, a little story about whatever, you know, a story about baseball or music or whatever you like, a story about, you know, some heroes, a story about some superhero, a story about some game. But if you're having a hard time getting out of the box, getting, you know, thinking in a more creative, then just stop and write you a 100-word story on whatever, some fictional story. And you would be amazed at how, and I do that a lot. That'll help get the, it's sort of like priming the pump a little bit, you know, Sometimes if you're in business and you're trying to come up with ad copy and good content, a good script, and you're just sort of having this mental block, sometimes the best thing to do is just go over here and say, hey, I'm just going to write a short story about a kid named Sam that loved to play volleyball, you know, and just go and Sam lived in here. You know, you just start creating this little character named Sam that loved to play volleyball and da, 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 da. And then it's amazing how getting that, you know, activity going and freeing up the mind, you can go over and start writing stuff that is about products, goods, or services that you're trying to compel people to engage in. So it's pretty good. Number nine, and finally, role play away. Role playing with coworkers can generate brilliant solutions and really some revelations. So, you know, one of the things that I would tell you to do, especially if you're a sales professional, try to role play with someone else and you be the client, not the salesperson. You be the client and you start asking pressing questions. You start giving real tough objections. You start being difficult to work with. Here's what it's going to do. It's going to help the guy that's trying to sell it to you. So that role playing helps, but it also helps you to get in the mindset and the zeitgeist of the general population out there and how they think. So it's going to help you better communicate with them later on. That's a great little way of, getting the juices flowing. But also, you know, there's something about empathy and really trying to relate to how other people feel, think, and reason that helps you become a more influential communicator and entrepreneur. Well, some of the best things that you can do is just try to take the opposite opinion on anything that you feel strongly about. Because what that's going to do is going to help you sharpen your communicational ability to really drill down on why you're right and the other is wrong. So always, you know, some of the best things that you can do for yourself, especially when it comes to creating, you know, rebuttals, on objections for your products, goods, or service, is take those top, you know, 5-10 objections that you have and role play them out, role play and come up with the strongest argument using those objections that you possibly can with yourself or with someone else, and hear how they respond to it. Hear how they overcome it. It's a great process to really be more creative and also just to better help you sell your products, goods, and services, because it's just the practice there. And also, and here's the other thing, because you know more about your products, goods, or services than the average client will, your objections could be stronger. And if you can overcome your own objections, then the objections from people that don't have the breadth of information, knowledge, and experience that you have, well, they're not going to stand a chance. And hear me, you know, I'm not telling you to be argumentative. I'm telling you to be compelling and influential. And the way you do that is just have overwhelming conviction and content and being concise with the information that any reasonable person could not vote in your favor when it comes to who won the argument. So those were the nine things that I would tell you that I do and I would advise you to do just as a little activity during the day to try to become more creative. Because guys, you know, entrepreneurialism is not one of those things where I can mentally check out and I can just go with the flow and I don't ever have to think outside of, you know, my comfort levels and expect to succeed, because there's always someone out there. There's always another business, another client, another product developer, another entrepreneur, another salesperson. There's always someone out there that is working while you're resting and sharpening their axe while you're still slugging away. And so it's imperative that you keep sharp and keep creative and keep growing and keep increasing the value proposition that you're going to be able to offer, because you cannot rest on your own laurels. I mean, I've been doing this now for 11 years and someone asked me the other day, why are you still working so hard and doing this and doing that? And I said, because, you know, what worked yesterday won't work till tomorrow. And I've got to know what's going to work tomorrow. You know, it's amazing as you look over TW3 and 11 years we've been in business, how our tools have evolved, our strategies on how to use them have evolved, how the business has evolved. Why? Because society and the market has evolved, and you have to as well. And the only way you can continue to do that, continue to grow, continue to be relevant in today's market is continue to be creative. And so I on a daily basis, try my best to keep that brain working in a creative manner. I had a great feedback, and I wanted to play this. I was feeling a little bit aggravated the other night in a mastermind group because as you've heard on our live podcast, and you'll hear me all the time, you know, I go over what our business is, the way we do business, how we do business, you know, the terms in which we do business. And I say some of the same things over and over and over and over and over and over again. And we have hundreds of new reps coming on every month and hundreds of new people that join us each month using our system to grow their own business or using our system to start their own business or using our system to start and grow and manage new businesses and existing businesses. So, you know, we've got new people all the time, but you know, when you have that much volume, inevitably you're always going to have that one guy that I like to say is
stuck on stupid.
You can't fix stupid.
And so I was telling the folks, you know, that here we got someone out here. You might see something from him. So here's the, and I gave them the layout, showed them, you know, and of course I'm preaching to the choir because everybody's just shaking their head like this guy's goofy. But I had someone respond to that and said they wanted to say something. And here's what they said. And it was pretty encouraging.
Hello there, Terry. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you doing, brother?
I'm doing really good. Well, I was listening to the earlier portion where you were live and you were talking about the person who was complaining about, you know, to get out of the, probably the same kind of person that runs out of a burning theater and starts, you know, getting real mad because they've dropped their wallet in there. You know, so, I mean, it's just, you got to take responsibility for your own actions. And, you know, I bought this back in November, but I love everything about it. I tried to find something wrong with your business before I bought it, and they ain't nothing. It's on you. They give you every tool that you have. You do exactly what you say you do. And I commend you for it. God bless you for it.
You know, we try to do it straight. It's just, I'm human as well. And when people say stuff, I just get irritated.
There ain't nothing straighter than you signing documents saying there is no refund after you pull the trigger. Do you understand that? Period. The selling point is that it is what it says it is. And that was the most important thing to me. And again, I tried to find something wrong with you, but there's not. And that just tells me that, well, you do business on the up and up and, you know, it's straightforward and right at you. And either you got the mental capacity to understand what's happening to you or you don't.
So I play that just to let you know, you can do everything right and you're always going to have that one guy, that one girl that's
stuck on stupid.
You can't fix stupid.
So don't get discouraged. If you're a coach out there, if you are a recruiter, you're a trainer, you're in the insurance world, recruiting new people in insurance, real estate, or whatever business that you're in, or a TW3 member, it's going to happen. Just dust your sandals off and keep on moving forward. Because some people you just can't help. Till next time, this is Terry Wilson with TerryWilson3.com.
Thank you for listening to our show today at TerryWilson3.com. If you would like more information on how we can take your money, your business, and your life to the next level, then please visit us online at TerryWilson3.com or call 800-673-1728.
This is the Terry Wilson. Really? I'm excited, Terry. I want to get started here.
Is this a celebrity, Terry Wilson?
Oh, my word.
How you doing, sir?
Dude, don't even go there. I've been listening to this for a while, and I'm finally like, okay, guys, what a privilege. I mean,